that environment. It's nogea almost every time we deal with another person. It's nogea in terms of whether it's a wife. For instance, the first lesson that everybody learns the hard way when they get married is that shemenas avdunis v'chesed, because you're really daring another person. And to a man, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's even at the end of the day, it doesn't make any sense. But for the other person, it made sense. It doesn't make a difference. There is no at the end of the day. The herring and other person is, from that person's frame of mind, this is good and this is not good. The first chachm is to understand it. From a woman's, and specifically your wife's point of view, this is good and likable. So that's the day machsoro. That's what she is. The chasroin and alkoma shibarasa. Akashpon created chisor and everything, meaning every person has a way of meeting needs that describes him. Same with children. It's true that you did extremely well as a student, and you were a top A student, and that was your pride and joy, and everybody so on. It might not be for your kid the best thing. And when you take out this, like, but this is the best thing because, you know, there's nothing better than studying and Torah and that and so on and so forth. But the question is, how does it fit him? And the tension will be that a situation that gives him what he needs may not give you what you need. You're not terribly proud of a kid who's very good at chesed or at building shtenders or at playing ball, whatever it is. But the question is, you need to think outside of yourself. So what he's saying is the day machsoro is that fundamental. So when a gevir comes and he loses money, he's collecting money. You ask him, what are you collecting for? To make a wedding at a hotel. I said, well, what's the problem doing it in the backyard of the shul? What's the problem? It's for free. And you won't have to collect money. There are people starving in India. They're always starving in India. And the answer is, for that person, making a chasen in the backyard of the shul is like for you walking around in hand-me-downs from Salvation Army. It covers you. You're not cold when you wear a coat from the Salvation Army. You're not freezing, but you wish you were dead. But you're not cold. What right do you have? Let's say chasen, we need a coat. So we understand. We need a something that fits into the realm of what's de masoro. De masoro is the hair of the other person as an other, as the fact that he's a bal chisaron, which is what describes the other. It is the need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he allowed for otherness in the Bria. And when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask for within ourselves what we are. And when it comes time to start doing chesed, we need to look at it as an exercise in the herring and other. And the machsoro of the halacha is the one that most specifically expresses it. Okay, well, hold on. Yes, please. Yeah. No, Va'atzer Chamot. Ram says very clearly. Ram says extremely. I mean, let's take the emotion to observe. I happen to like schnitzel. Some people don't like schnitzel. So when I bring a guest in, should I serve him schnitzel? Va'atzer Chamot. Schnitzel is good for me. I like tofu. I mean, most guests, you know, find it despicable. So, you know, Va'atzer Chamot means you should care for them. In other words, if I'm embarrassed, it hurts. It bothers me. If I make an offhanded joke about the other person, his embarrassment should bother me. If I hear somebody else embarrassed, the Rambam is clear. There are two things that I'm very much looking for. How much do I care for the other person's embarrassment and for his monetary losses? If I know that keeping something here is not safe, so if I see somebody else doing it, to go over and say, listen, I would not keep anything here because it's not safe here. And also about personal cover. Those are the two inyanim. So v'atzer kamocha means how much do I care about the other person. But what his specific needs are, I need to step into his shoes and say, well, in his world, that's the... I've seen people that I've known that are big Bali Eitzer. They ask themselves two questions. One is, what are the options, the best options in this case? And what options will work for this person? It's not what works... The best objectively works for this person. Will he be able to do it? Or am I getting him into a situation where he's not going to be able to do it? That's where it comes. Yes?
I always wondered about this Eretz Russell funnel.
Yes.
Is it a mindset or is it a mindset? In other words, this guy wants his wedding, your example, at the plaza, because that's where he would have had it when he was still nauseous. But I have, 20,000 other ideas that I need to
Okay, so let's go one or two. I mean, it is a halachic inyan, and it's on gay, unfortunately, a lot, you know, especially now when people are tight and, you know, you have people. The halacha about de masor in this case is as long as a person still has his standing. In other words, if a person is not known to have lost his money, that's when it's no gea. But once a person is already in halacha, once it's a tkufa, when everybody is aware of the fact that his situation was, he's not expected to do that, and so on, it changes. Now, the day machsor changes as his social position changes. It's a hard one to know when is it, you know, even for ourselves, when is it that, when do we feel that this is appropriate for station, and when is it just grabbing for more? It's a tough one. It's like when a kid comes and asks for a toy. You know, you say to yourself, certain things, he and his friends and his society needs it. Certain things are more than he needs. If we define needs in terms of survival, then he needs very little. But in needs in terms of his position in society, there are valid needs. If every kid in the class has a bike, it's not right to impose him not to have a bike, even though our grandfathers lived without a bike and they survived and so on and so forth. That's no. There is a day machsor to be like a normal person. It's a hard one. The etzem halacha, as far as giving tzedakah, Day Masoro is defined as it's in terms of what the society needs to provide, not in terms of what every yachid, because it's almost impossible a yachid should be able to give Day Masoro. And also it's a hard one. If other people are mamish crying out the chayin nefesh, you know, for someone else is starving, I don't think give the evet. But the question is, you do have the money, you have the resources. And there's no other money available there. We're not talking about a tug of war. But the question is it justified? Can I take money for that? I'll give you a question. Let's say somebody goes, somebody goes collecting from each yeshiva institution. Should he sit business class? Should he be in a hotel, or should he rent a room by somebody, or should he be in a nice hotel, or should he be in a motel? The dignity of the person is part of the equation. You can't, what you need is not defined in terms of biological survival. There's a certain, kavod is a need of a person, stature, not to walk in like a schnur, not to walk in like a schlepper, and so on. I'll give an example. There were cases, we had Bachar Yeshiva who did a shidduch. The in-laws theoretically could have and would have covered everything. But it would have meant that the boy is walking to his wedding like a schnur. So he has to provide a few thousand dollars of his own to give him the dignity of being part of an equation. Not okay, you know, you're a case, and usually we will do it. We'll try to get, you know, whatever we can for the boy so that he feels that he's walking in like a mensch, not like even though theoretically his in-laws would have covered it. They covered X amount. They'll cover this also. Okay. And certainly, from baby's first product, the first day, not sort of everybody.
What? My friend to speech singled out the high-end baby product. We have a certain product to do with that. I'm going to go to the next one.
I thought you were all over the world. I'm not him.
Yes, yes.
Because once you actually think about it, Yitzhak ceases to exist.
Right, exactly. And with kids, it's a very hard thing.
But there is a level of, okay, they need the Queen Lady three times a week, but they, at what point do you say, but she should learn that she doesn't need it? You know, like, it's hard, right?
It's hard. It's very hard. It's very hard. You know, sometimes you could say, listen, this person needs this.
Somebody's in New York, and I was going to jail. He was rich, and he goes to jail for some stuff, and now the community supported her, and she needs the Queen Lady 3 times a week. And some people who don't have the Queen Lady at all were up in arms, but Lamaisa,
She lived a very old age.